Welcome to the Arts and Antique Radio Show, where your host, nationally recognized certified appraiser Elizabeth Stewart, Santa Barbara's treasure sleuth, will help you put a value on the treasures in your own home.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
So let's find out. How valuable is it?
Hello, 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 Santa Barbara. It's your chantress of everything valuable and beautiful, Elizabeth Stewart. And I'm thrilled today because I have five wonderful musicians on the air with me today. And I want to tell you why. We're going to hear a little bit from each of them. This is a very, very special event that's happening. And I want to introduce, to help me talk about this, I want to introduce Deborah Bertling. And Deborah, I had the pleasure last night. I mean, we've spoken before, but I really have not looked into how to introduce you properly. And so last night I looked and I said, my gosh, what a talented woman.
Oh, Deborah, thank you.
Yes, for sure. And I want to give a shout out before we get going to you and your community involvement. We're going to talk a little bit about a performance that's going to happen at the Music Academy of the West, April 27th at 3 p.m. And this is it's a contest. We're going to hear from some of the finalists here, and with the topics in which they are performing: adult vocal, adult instrumental, junior instrumental, many things. And to help me, let me introduce Deborah. So Deborah's been involved in film and web and podcasting, TV, theater, opera, and performed many, many places. Just a little bit of shout out. I bet you students don't know this about Deborah, but she was the lead in many films. Earthquake County, Deja Vu, which was in the Santa Barbara Independent Film Festival in 2017. She was a winner for the best film in a film called Rescued. The Beat Her Heart Skipped was a selection for a Hollywood Reel Independent Film Fest 2015. Transcendence, in which she played an opera singer that she actually is. TV, she has performed in The Bay, Universally Unusually Thick, Paul Merton's Birth of Hollywood, which is a BBC production. And in theater, Indie Award for Next to Normal, and goes on and on, many, many, many credits. And we can talk about that in a little bit. But first, I want to introduce Deborah to the show, who's going to tell us a little bit about the competition. And Deborah, it was a thrill to see a little bit of your resume. Wow.
Oh, well, thank you, Elizabeth. I really am honored to have these young musicians on today. When I'm not on stage or behind the camera, I'm doing PASF, which stands for Performing Arts Scholarship Foundation, founded in 1982 by the late Sylvia Deller. This is an institution that has been going for a long time, but it's one of the best kept secrets in Santa Barbara. We have an annual competition where we, through auditions, choose the finalists that compete for prizes that start at 6,000 and go down to about 500. Everyone who gets to the finals is going to get some kind of financial help. And these students use the money in various ways. It's very expensive to be a musician. Sometimes they need some help getting a new instrument, upgrading their instrument, or they might need money to go to an audition in another country or across the country. We've had people use it for summer programs where they're going to be honing their skills. So we are honored to help the next generation of performers get to their goals. And that is what this competition is all about. It is free to the public. And we just ask that you tell us that you're coming, because there is limited seating in Lamon Hall at the Music Academy of the West. And if you are interested, you would call me at home at 805-898-0941. Or you can email me at PASFSB@PASFSB.org. And we'll say that a little bit later so you can write it down.
You know, Deborah, I don't know how you fit into your life all the things you do. But
it's a puzzle.
Having said that, it's a pleasure that you're bringing us this competition. Performing Arts Scholarship Foundation, we've covered this almost yearly, I think, Richard and I.
Yes.
It's just a wonderful, wonderful group. As Deborah said, it is open to the public. It is free. It's at the Music Academy of the West. Very exciting. I went one year. It was fantastic. Sunday, April 27th. I want to talk to Alicia Wu, who is going to be playing the piano. She has been studying piano for 8 years. And I couldn't believe that, Alicia, when I read that about you, because you are so accomplished. She's an eighth grader at Laguna Blanca School. And music is part of her self-expression. She wants to pursue performing career. And she's also up first because she is going to be, I think, performing. Did I hear volleyball? A volleyball competition?
Yes, a volleyball tournament.
Oh, congratulations and good luck on that. Now, Alicia, I want to just thank you very much for coming on. And I think we have, I think we can actually, well, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're going to perform at the competition?
I'll also be performing Pukula piano at the competition. And it's basically the background of the piece. It was made when Debussy was beginning to like develop his own style and move away from the German, like the heavy German romantic tradition. And he was starting to move to like more free, like color. Like he was more focusing on color and the atmosphere of the piece.
So may I ask, so you're at school, you're an eighth grader, and when do you eke out the time to practice the piano?
I actually just try and manage my time well. I finish my homework and then I just move on to my piano.
That's fantastic. I have my mom, who's 96, is still around, and she was a concert pianist, and she accompanied, for example, she was the rehearsal accompanist for the Lyric in Chicago, the opera, big opera company there. So I grew up around a pianist, and Alicia annoyingly had perfect pitch, which just killed me. And so anyway, you go to the airport. Thank you for coming and thank you for speaking to us about the performance, and good luck on the volleyball tournament.
Thank you so much.
Now, I think next up we've got Annabelle, and Annabelle is an eighth grader. No, a fifth grader. My goodness, a fifth grader at Laguna Blanca School as well. She started studying piano at the age of 5. And at 7, she began studying with Vera Kong, who has guided her and helped her develop a deeper understanding of music itself. And what I love about this, Deborah, is how the little blurb that you sent me about Annabelle, this is what it says. When she performs, vivid scenes appear in her mind, which she brings to life for the audience. She finds great joy in expressing these scenes through music. Isn't that a beautiful, beautiful way to put it, Annabelle? Tell us a little bit about the piece.
So, Valse Etude by American composer William Gillock William Gillock likes to combine classical and jazz. And I really like this piece because it just reminds me of the flow of water. Like some parts, it just sounds like waves. Other parts, sounds like light rain.
See, that's really cool because, you know, that how you describe your performance technique as visual. Mm-hmm. And you're just saying the same thing right now, rain. And what else did you say it reminds you of? Water?
Yeah, just like the whole piece, it has the flow of water. Some parts.
And so, go ahead.
That sounds like wave, and other parts just the rain.
So, who in your family is a musician besides yourself?
Well, my little brother, he just started piano like a few months ago. And that's all that play piano.
Okay, so how old is your little brother?
Right now, he's 5.
Is it annoying if he hits the wrong note? Because you'll have heard it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you've got two musicians in the family. Yes, indeed. So, Annabelle, we'll come back to you. I've got a few more questions for you. Our next performer I want to talk to is Cameron Audris. And Cameron, am I saying your name right?
Yeah, you could call me Cam.
Okay. Yeah. And Cam is a violinist, and he is very accomplished, by the way. He's played in, this is amusing to me, he's played in a lot of different styles. For example, he's played with an ensemble, Pink Martini, and then we switch over and Cam's played with the symphony, Opera Santa Barbara, Santa Barbara Chamber Players, Santa Barbara String Quartet, Santa Cruz Symphony. He's appeared on stage with Judy Collins, and he's been involved in festivals in Bowdoin, Manchester, Center Stage Strings, etc. He holds degrees in violin performance and environmental science, and he's passionate about hiking, travel, walkable cities. He wants to pursue a career as a chamber musician, and he's in the process of preparing for professional orchestra auditions. I have a link to, I sent Richard a link to his performance at the Westmont faculty recital in September of 2023. And I wonder if, Richard, you could play a little bit of that link called Bruch. Cam, I want you to talk to us a little bit about the differences. So if you're performing for Pink Martini, for example, how is that different from, say, performing at the Santa Barbara Symphony? Or if you're performing with Judy Collins, how is that different from, say, an Opera Santa Barbara performance?
Yeah, so Pink Martini is a really eclectic special group. They play music in all kinds of different languages. They have band members from all over the world. They're just a really neat group to talk to backstage even. And you know, for those kinds of concerts, it's definitely a lot more free-flowing, improvisatory. They don't really have a program laid out before they even hit the downbeat of the concert. It's kind of like they call them as they feel them kind of order, which I find kind of refreshing, you know, after a symphony concert where everything's been programmed years out in advance. You know, like oftentimes the Santa Barbara Symphony will announce their next season in like spring of the year before. So it's kind of a nice, a refreshing change to have kind of a more laid back, free flowing concert experience with more contemporary musicians, and then transitioning back and having, you know, that prep time for an ensemble like the Santa Barbara Symphony really does help, because that music demands a lot technically out of its musicians to prepare months in advance for those kinds of programs.
So, all right, now explain about Judy Collins. You're on stage with Judy Collins. What was that like?
Yeah, I got the call 2 days before the violist that was on tour with her dropped out at the last minute for a show up in Arroyo Grande. So I got to join her on the main stage with her main executive producer on the piano. And yeah, it was her, me, and three others. We were a string quartet and a piano, just playing songs from, you know, that time, which was a really, really neat experience. She was really, really sweet to talk to backstage, and her wealth of experience was just really cool to hear about.
That's got to be sort of nerve-wracking, though. I mean, you get the call 2 days beforehand.
Yeah. That's how you kind of start out, you know, when you're an early career musician. It's just like you know someone that has hired, you know, these really cool gigs. And then if they can't make one and you're their first call, that's how you start, you know, building those experiences. So I was really thrilled to get the call. And, you know, I listened to the album through like 4 or 5 times before the concert all the way. And, you know, just to get a sense of the style. And I think it ended up turning out really great.
Now, your bio had me a little confused, because it you say that you're a violinist, or the bio says a violinist, but you hold a degree in viola.
Yeah, I'm a violist by trade, so okay. that is my main instrument.
Okay. So we'll change that on the bio. And I want to know, what's the link between your music and the environment? What's the link there?
Yeah, that's a good question. I went into school kind of interested in both fields. And I think there's a lot of connections between music and the natural world, just composers being inspired by it. And historically, you know, there's like stuff dating back to like Johann Sebastian Bach's like pastoral symphony, like Mozart, Beethoven, you know. So, going back hundreds of years, I think people have always been inspired by the natural environment with in writing for music. And, you know, like seeing that connection in my musical studies has been really neat. And it kind of like works my left and right brain, you know, like the STEM, like sciencey part. And then, you know, I can kind of be more creative and free flowing with my musical pursuits.
And just one final question. Richard's giving us a sign. We got to go to quick break. You teach. Did you teach at Westmont? Is that how I found the link for your performance there? Or
I do. Yeah, I started at Westmont last academic year. So I teach 2 viola students there right now. And it's been a wonderful place to teach.
Okay. And then when we come back from the break, I want to speak with Zenny. And am I saying, Zenny, I want you to pronounce both your names, please.
Sure. You did great, though. That's how you pronounce my first name. It's Zenny. Last name is Zuvaras.
Say that again.
Zuvaras. It's like a
Zuvara.
Yeah, exactly. Zuvaras.
Zuvara. Okay. Zenny Zuvara is a mezzo soprano, and her credits are quite incredible. We're going to talk with Zenny when we get back from the break. She's also performing, I guess, in the competition, the Performing Arts Scholarship Foundation competition is coming up Sunday, April 27th at 3 p.m. And we're talking with 5 of the young musicians that are performing and competing for some of the prizes that, as Deborah rightly says, it's important because it furthers their careers. I'm helped in this interview by Deborah Bertling, who's an actress and a singer and a community volunteer and many, many other hats that she wears. She has a background in opera and quite a career in music of all kinds, Broadway, opera, I mean, all kinds of music. I find out also she can dance, which I didn't know. And she's very art-centered. Everything she does is regarding arts and both off stage and on stage. And we've got, oh gosh, we've got, Deborah, so many interesting theaters that you performed with, Out of the Box, Slow Rep, Santa Barbara City College, the Producing Unit. I was very fond of their performances. Ensemble Theater Company, Ojai Art Center Theater, Camarillo Community Theater, Opera Santa Barbara, Opera San Luis Obispo, and the list goes on, all the places that she's performed throughout this, the Central Coast and other places too in the country. We're helped in this interview by Deborah. When we get back from the break, I'm hoping that Zenny will sing a little something for us, and I'll introduce Zenny first when she gets back. And I think Richard, the sound of the voice is going to pick up better than the sound of the instruments on our Zoom, and I, Deborah, apologize for that. That is a low blow because we have done this before and it has picked up beautifully. For some reason today, Zoom is not cooperating. Just 2 seconds, we'll be back, and I want to hear Zenny sing when we get back from the break. Don't turn that dial, dear listener. Back in a minute. Welcome back. It's Elizabeth Stewart, and I'm speaking to 5 wonderful performers, young, all, from the age of, what do we have, 10 and up. Deborah Bertling is here to help me with this interview. It's the Performing Arts Scholarship Foundation, and you are welcome to join for free the performance and the competition itself, which is at the beautiful Music Academy of the West, Sunday, April 27th. At 3 p.m. All you have to do is let Deborah know that you want to come. And I'll shout out a little bit, if you got a pencil handy, you can call Deborah and just tell her that you want to come at 805-898-0941 or RSVP at PASFSB.org. And we'll shout that out again as we get on with the program. I want to introduce Zenny Tsvoras. I hope I said that right. Zenny is a Greek-American mezzo-soprano. She's from Santa Barbara. She's enjoyed a career in the U.S. and abroad. She's worked with notable conductors. The list is incredible, Zenny. Zubin Mehta, James Conklin, Carlo Rizzi. She recently sang the role of Hansel in Hansel and Gretel with the Palm Springs Opera Guild. She won second prize in 2022 at the PASF competition. And she's in 2004.
No, last year.
Last year. Oh, that's right. I'm reading that wrong. 2024. And she's going to be competing again. She's, let's see, she'll be singing the role of Carmen. And Cherubini in The Marriage of Figaro in Florence, Italy. Wow. She's alto soloist in Verdi's Requiem with the Halifax Symphony in England.
That's right.
Super accomplished. Anyway, Zenny, can you see if you can sing a little something for us?
Sure. I was just going to sing a little bit of Carmen's most famous song that I'm sure we've all heard in some form or another, La Bañera. Just give myself a little note here. Should I just go for it a cappella? Here we go.
L'amour est un oiseau rebelle que nul ne peut apprivoiser. Et c'est bien en vain qu'on l'appelle si lui convient de refuser. Rien y fait, mais non sous prière, la parle bien l'autre se tait. C'est l'autre que je préfère, il n'a rien dit, mais il me plaît.
I can continue or keep going.
Beautiful. Well, maybe a
sorry,
little bit
a cappella, maybe a little
though, but it's absolutely flat. Beautiful. Deborah, you're smiling.
I am. Yes. That's not a role I would ever sing, or I mean, not that I couldn't sing those notes, but I'm not a Carmen. And I admire those who sing that role because it's one of the best operas ever. And I love hearing Zenny sing it.
Thank you.
Zenny, is that a challenging role?
Actually, deceivingly so, because like Deborah mentioned, the notes themselves aren't the most difficult part. It's a lot of wordy French that you have to wrap your brain around, and the character itself is sometimes a challenge to portray because she's such a strong woman and so powerful, and so it takes a lot of energy to portray that on stage. So putting all that together is like a great challenge.
Where are you singing Carmen?
I'm doing that in Florence. At a region.
Okay.
Yeah, in Florence in May, and in November we're taking it on tour a little bit around Tuscany and in Switzerland even. I think there's one show.
That's fantastic. I want to come back and if I want to speak a little bit with Skylar, but when we come after we speak with Skylar, I'd like to come back and I'd like for you to sing a little more. I mean, that was gorgeous.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Skylar. Skylar is 10 years old.
Yes.
And she lives with her family in San Ynez. She's been taking violin lessons since she was 4. She's currently a student of Mary Beth Woodruff's. She's been playing with the award-winning Santa Barbara Strings Orchestra. And she's concert master. She's 10 years old. She's 10 years old. She's concert master of the Sinfonietta Ensemble. She loves to learn new pieces, enjoys the classical repertoire, and wait for it. Cam, are you there? Is Cam still with us?
No, Cam had to go. He has an 11 o'clock meeting.
Okay. I wanted him to comment because Skylar also loves bluegrass fiddle.
Ah.
I love bluegrass fiddle myself. And actually, I started my son in violin playing bluegrass because I thought it would catch hold, but it kind of didn't. She is saving up to buy a larger size violin to keep up with her growing spurts, and she wants to achieve a bigger and better sound. She's been having wonderful opportunities with Santa Barbara Strings, and she loves working with other people in Santa Barbara Strings as well. She is 10 years old. Skylar?
Yes.
When did you start studying?
When I was 4 years old. When I started violin, and I've always lived in San Ynez, and I've had 2 other teachers before Mary Beth. My first teacher was Diane Byington, and my second teacher was Shauna Morrow.
And you play on a half or quarter size violin that you're longing for a bigger violin? Tell me more.
Yes, I play on a half size violin and I'm going up to 3/4 size.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. I know. That's wonderful. Deborah, do you have any questions for Skylar?
Well, I want to say something about Skylar.
I know really you're just smiling so big. I knew that you had something on your mind.
It's not often that we have someone of her age come in with such a command of the room. And I even said to the panel afterwards, we were all talking about how she entered the room, how she introduced herself and her pieces, and how she just took command. And she could give master classes to some of the older ones on how to just present yourself really well. And she does that. It's just so charming. And I can't wait for her to wow the audience on April 27th when she walks out there and takes over the stage.
You know, I can just see during the interview, I was kind of looking at her beautiful face, and Skylar does have a confidence and a presence for sure. And it's you either have it or you don't, Skylar, and you've got it. As Deborah said, you know, it's amazing. And Richard's saying we've got to go to quick break. I want to come back to Zenny because I want to ask her about The Marriage of Figaro, one of my favorites, and how you prepare for such a role when we get back from the break. And anybody, Annabelle, for example, you're still with us, and Deborah's with us, and of course Skylar's still with us. If you've got questions, you can interrupt and talk to whoever we're talking to. Please feel free to do so. Richard, let's go to quick break. When we get back from the break, I want to hear a little bit more from Zenny, mezzo-soprano. Don't turn that down. Back in a minute. Welcome back. It's Elizabeth Stewart. We're speaking with the competitors for the Performing Arts Scholarship Foundation. Specifically, I asked Zenny if she would come back and do us a little bit of a favor of talking about her role in The Marriage of Figaro. She's going to be performing in Florence. So tell me about you're playing Cherubini.
Cherubino, yes. I'm playing Cherubino, who is an adolescent boy, actually. He's the page boy. So I will look a little different than what I look like now when I'm portraying him. But it'll be my second time doing it, and it's always so much fun and requires a lot of playfulness, a lot of physicality that's different than Carmen, for example, and that beautiful Mozartian phrasing. So I'm really excited.
Do you have any, can you sing anything from that role?
I could, sure. Let me see. I have my iPad here. If I could do just the first page of one of the arias or something like that.
Fantastic. While you're looking for that, Deborah, talk to us a little bit about the Scholarship Foundation. Oh, I think you're on mute, Deborah.
I apologize for that. I just want to make sure my dog can't be heard. Performing Arts Scholarship Foundation was founded in 1982, and we are a 501(c). We help young musicians in Santa Barbara County get to the next level. And we're looking for classically trained musicians, although we have students who are big into jazz bands and they do other kinds of music. But I really think that it serves a musician well to learn all of the classic training, because you can go anywhere with that. If you don't learn it, you're always at a disadvantage if something is super complicated. There's intricate fingering for piano and string instruments. There's learning how to play trills on a trumpet or a trombone. It's very difficult. It takes time. And I know enough about playing other instruments to know that if you are really good at that, you have spent a lot of hours. And I am encouraged when I see these young people come in and they are so accomplished. They spend hours and hours practicing. They're not getting into trouble. They're not creating havoc in the neighborhood. They're working. They're working hard and they make this beautiful music. And it makes me cry. Every year I'm always in tears because I'm so inspired by the drive and the ambition of these young people. So I think it's one of the best afternoons you can spend. And I know that there's a lot going on in this town, so there's always choices for other things to do. But if you have the chance to come see these young people at 3 o'clock on Sunday, April 27th at the Music Academy, just let me know that you're coming. We have a reception after, and we need to know for the caterer as well as for the seating requirements. There's a fire code, and we can only put so many people in that room. But you can call me at 805-898-0941. Deborah Bertling, president of PASF.
So, Zenny, turning back to you, tell us a little bit about this, what you're about to sing.
So I'll just do the first few lines of Cherubino's second aria. It's called Voi che sapete. And in this aria, Cherubino has been put on the spot by Susanna to sing a little song that he wrote declaring his love for the Countess. So he's pretty nervous, but he's also really excited.
Voi che sapete che cosa è amor, donne vedete si
Fantastic. Now I got tears in my eyes, Deborah. Yeah.
Good.
Yep, definitely. How did you discover that you had that voice?
Honestly, other people encouraged me more than anything. I grew up playing classical piano. I was never that dedicated to it. My teacher was always saying how I should practice more and more, and I was just a little bit lazy. So I knew you could play Mozart sonatinas and sonatas and things like that. I didn't really know you could sing them until I was in high school, and I was told about my current teacher, Agatha Carubia. She still teaches here locally. And I was really into musical theater at this point, so I was singing a lot of things like that. And she brought classical music to my attention, and I immediately found it very interesting. I loved singing in other languages. I loved being able to use all of my body in a different way. And I sort of fell in love with it. And with her encouragement, and with honestly, the community of Santa Barbara is great. they really encouraged me through community events, my performing arts program at my high school, like a lot of things, a lot of people encouraged me and said, you know, you're pretty good at this. So I have a lot of other people to thank for the path that I went on.
May I just interject that her teacher, Agatha Carubia, is actually a former PASF winner.
She is.
A few decades ago, she won some prizes with PASF. That was before my time. But I took some lessons with Agatha when I first moved to Santa Barbara as well. Love her dearly. And then her son, Evan, was also one of our top winners several years ago. And he's singing opera all over Europe now. He has quite a career going. We have an amazing array of former PASF winners all over the globe doing amazing things. And a lot of them teach. And I just think it's a testament to how moving music is in our lives and how it makes such a difference. And the fact that people will hang with it for so long. I'm very troubled by what's currently happening in our school districts, cutting music programs. And I know there's a backlash forming, and I'm actually helping some causes in that direction. We need to give students an opportunity to shine and encouragement to do things like Zenny was talking about.
This is amazing. So there's a connection with Zenny's teacher and Performing Arts Scholarship Foundation. How old is the organization?
Well, it was started in 82. It really kind of got underway in 84, but we've been around a long time, over 40 years. So,
you know, Zenny, I noticed that Skylar is still with us, and Skylar is our youngest competitor, 10 years old, from Santa Ynez, and she's a violinist. I wonder, you know, you are now traveling the world, Zenny, performing. Give Skylar a little bit of advice. What would you tell your 10-year-old self?
I would tell her that she's, you know, she's doing all the right things, that she's got to remember to have fun while she's making music. Don't take yourself too seriously. Still remember to be a kid and just, you know, go after what you love.
Good advice. And by the way, I want to give one more shout out. If you are interested in coming to the competition, and I have been 1 year and it's so much fun. This is the annual competition for Performing Arts Scholarship Foundation. How many people are competing, Deborah, this year?
We have 14 finalists. We opened up a junior vocal division this year. It's our first year to feature the younger singers. And so we have four categories. There's adult instrumental, adult vocal, junior instrumental, and junior vocal. And we have a really fabulous group of 14 young people that will knock your socks off. Skylar is one of them. Skylar, what are you most looking forward to next Sunday?
Next Sunday, I'm looking forward to sharing my music with everyone in the room.
Great.
Fantastic. Well, thank you all for being with us. Call Deborah if you were interested in coming to the performance, the competition. And gosh, it's been a wonderful hour. Deborah's number, 805-898-0941. And it is a free event. And you notice that Deborah said she just needs a phone call because there's going to be reception afterwards, catered reception for everybody. Zenny, when do you leave? You say you're leaving for Florence in May?
I leave actually the day after the competition.
Oh.
Because I have to start rehearsing for Carmen in May. So I'm, you know, very little recovery time, but such is the life of a freelance musician.
And I just want to ask very quickly, how did they find you? How did Florence find you?
Well, I lived in New York for many years. And I would do the audition circuit there. So I was doing like 2 to 3 auditions a week from September to December. And in 2019, something I auditioned for was a new opera studio in Florence called Masquerade Opera Studio. And it was the job that I secured that job. And then when everything happened in March of 2020, that job remained. And so I went over in September of 2020 and was in an opera studio for a year over there, doing a lot of concerts and training. And we sang at La Fenice at the end of the year in Venice, and things just sort of got going. And then I was a young artist at the Maggio Musicale in Florence. Sang a lot of roles there. And then I just, as you gain connections and sing for more people in an area, work tends to, if you go after it, it tends to come. So that's where I base myself in Europe and where a lot of my European jobs come from.
That's fantastic. And when you're preparing for Carmen, what do you think about?
Well, Carmen is actually a role that I covered at the Maggio in 2023, around this time. So I've learned it, I've studied it, but now I'll actually be performing it, which is, I did a cut version for kids where we had the kids of the community do the chorus parts, and I was Carmen in that sort of production and then covering. So I've sort of done it already, but not quite. So I'm excited to sort of, you know, get to do it this time.
That's fantastic. You want to come to the competition? You can. Sunday, April 27th. Just give Deborah Bertling a call And her phone is, it's free, by the way. Her phone is 805-898-0941, and support these 14 competitors, young competitors. And I wish everybody good luck, and it's been a pleasure. And thank you very much, Skylar, for sticking with us, and Zenny. And Deborah, thank you for bringing this again. It's so fantastic to hear from all of you. Thanks for coming along, and I'll see you at the competition April 27th.
Would you like to hear some of my music?
Oh, we can't hear the violin. We're having issues with the sound, because as you noticed, the other people were trying to play. So that's what happened. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
Okay. Bye, Zenny.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.